Yeah, North of yeah, I play. I know Kim Rowe. I used to play Kim like Kirby.
Good. Go
ahead. All right. Yeah, he would climb up in their garage and cause havoc.
And... Okay, say, John.
I don't hear any music.
Yes. Calvin, you got the music cued? Clear
out all the old it's playing.
Can't hear him. Clear
out the old folks. Oh, there. Okay. This song's inspired
by good man and his Jew. August 27th, 2022. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Alderman for Life, Don Brown, here at the mobile offices of former Alderman Don Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Tent, here at the Waukesha Farmers Market on a beautiful, cool Saturday morning. Has some fall breeze in the air. And I'm joined by Calvin back at the official office of former Alderman Don Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodora Humans Park, where we're proud to honor our suffragette tradition. And I have a special guest with us this morning. I know we mentioned a lot of Waukesha South athletics, and it's time to give Waukesha North their due. So
hey, attaboy.
I'm pleased to have the varsity baseball coach of Waukesha North, Don Radomski. Don, say hello.
Hello out there. Yeah, this is Don Radomski. Thank you for having me, Don. I really appreciate it. I've been coaching here. This is my fifth year, I believe. So it's nice to get a little PR. So I appreciate it.
Happy to do it. Happy to support you guys. And, you know, I'm sure the Waukesha world's like, why has Don got a baseball coach on when football season's already started here in Wisconsin?
It is football time.
It is still baseball season, and there is a lot of people that go for fall ball. In fact, we lose a few football players to fall ball every year. We have guys doing both.
Sure.
And
then, sure.
Yeah, I know you've got an off-season regiment for your players, which we can talk about later. But Don is also he's also a football fan and a football dad. His son, Jonah, plays varsity for North. And what happened to them last night?
Big W last night for the North Stars. Yeah, it was great. It's fun. As a dad, I have to put my coaching cap aside. And I'm not involved with the football program as far as the coaching goes. But in over my heels with, being dad, and it's fun. My son, Jonah, is inside linebacker for the North Stars, and get some time in the backfield too. If they got a number one with Aiden Zerbel back there in the backfield, who does a tremendous job for those guys. But if Zerbel needs a break, or last week he had some cramping issues, sure. And my son got a chance to get in there too. But hey, last night, big win. North Stars had not won. We were going back. We were laying around our phones checking it, third quarter, which was probably prematurely, if you guys know how the game went.
Oh, but, yeah, yeah.
It's 21-0, and we're checking the phones, and we're going, when's the last time we had a win? It was almost 2 years.
That's in my 10 games, yeah.
Yeah, and my son, Jonah, because of injuries and stuff like that, he had not won in a game. He had not played in a game that he had won since going back to late seventh grade here.
Wow.
For all the time and effort that he's put in, it was great for those guys to just come together and I hope they just soak that in and enjoy that W.
Sure. Now, you're there as a proud father, but you're also, in some ways, you're a proud father of more than one, or a nervous father, because your starting pitcher is a starting quarterback for North.
Yeah. It's fun.
AJ Curtis?
AJ Curtis, who does a tremendous job. Yeah, AJ Curtis, who is the starting quarterback for the North Stars, who is also our number one pitcher on the mound, which we have a lot of multi-sport athletes. So when I'm out there watching football, there's quite a few baseball players that we have and basketball players. A lot of those athletes play multi-sports, which is fantastic. So I'm out there as a fan, but yeah, no doubt about it. I'm watching AJ anytime he's running with the ball or he's holding the ball longer and getting hit. Always watching that backfield to make sure AJ's getting up and moving. And last night he did. He got up from every hit. He took every hit really well and actually ran the ball last night fairly well on some pretty key plays. So it was fun to watch.
That's great to watch. So I'm going to put my proud dad hat on for a sec, and we're going to stick on football for the moment. And Waukesha South had a thriller last night, changing leads as a scoreless, almost a scoreless first half. They went to the locker room down 7-6 to West Dallas Nathan Hale, and it was at the West Dallas Athletic Complex that both high schools there share. Beautiful facility, by the way, brand new turf. And things weren't looking good. They're trailing third quarters, 13-6, just weren't able to move the ball. And then in the last like 5 minutes, I think there was like 5 lead change. So there was like, anyway, South is leading 24-19 with seconds left. And my son, Evan Stout, had the game-winning interception to
Sweet.
Put the game on ice at the 2-yard line. He caught it at the 2-yard line, ran it back and out of bounds. And boy, it was really, that was crazy. It was something. And to see the celebration after the game, it was really, really a special night. So
that's
congrats
awesome.
To Coach Wiltz and the Blackshirts on a really resilient effort. You know, they had 2 penalties in the first game all day. And one of them
wow.
was on an extra point, which you can live with. But they probably had maybe close to a dozen. So, you know, a lot of mental mistakes, and
sure.
That was par for the course. They played Dale last year. Yeah. So, but they hung tight and they came back when they had to. Some amazing touchdown passes from Jack Tadioka and some great touchdowns. Like Chris Flowers had essentially the game winning touchdown, Chris Hothouse Flowers. So a very exciting time for the Blackshirts. And, we'll be talking about that more in our pregame next week when we broadcast the Blackshirts home opener next Friday, September 2nd against Oconomowoc. It's also the Classic Eight, you know, conference opener. So, and I'm sure with North, you know, injuries cost the team dearly, especially like I said, we had a starting lineman named Evan Marks, goes both ways. Had a pretty significant injury. I believe it was his Achilles.
We're
terrible. Not sure. Yeah. So that's, and then Big Daddy Caleb Pullman also injured a finger. At nose tackle. So it looks like he'll be back for the next game. But
hats off to Southgate. You know, my son Jonah, he hangs around with a lot of those South guys.
Yeah, full disclosure, Jonah, Don's son Jonah, goes out with my daughter Jordan. They've had a great courtship that's lasted, 2 years?
They really do. They've built a really good friendship. And
very grateful.
It's fun to have Jordan around as another part of our family for the, for the summer. It's been a lot of fun. So, but I tell you what, yeah. So seeing all those South kids, excel in football. I know like a lot of those guys are hanging out at the house and, get to know those guys. And so it's a lot of fun to see North and South both win last night.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping those kids are celebrating today. I'm sure they got Saturday days off. So hopefully they're hanging out together and having
a
good
time. South, because they have a coach from Texas. They do their practices on Sunday now.
Saturdays gotcha.
For the youth football. Just like in Friday Night Live.
Sure. Yeah, Saturday, a lot of youth football going on today. Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, okay, we got 5 minutes. So, hey, let's go back to baseball here. That's why we got Coach Don here, but he is a all-around fan. Actually, one thing I got to give Don a hard time about, and I promise, no low blows, but you played high school ball at St. Thomas More in Oak Creek. You played Division II ball at St. Joe's in Indiana.
Correct.
And then you finished your career at Stevens Point.
That is correct.
And then
I'm a pointer for life.
A pointer for life.
Yep.
Gotta love that. He also he's a math and science teacher at sixth grade in the Elmbrook School District.
Yep. You got
it. So, and then your assistant baseball coach at Bryant Stratton, and you, do you still help out with the Milwaukee Brewers baseball academy in the summer?
I haven't this summer. I'm still part of the academy. If time allots for it, I like to try to get over to Milwaukee Brewer Academy. Do a lot of good stuff there. It's a great venue to kind of be in connection with a lot of the high school coaches in the area. And it's fun to just be part of that whole Milwaukee Brewer Academy because they just do a fantastic job.
Oh, cool. So we got Mike Crudy here from Devil Radio and Civic Media. Mike, this is Coach Don Radomski from Waukesha North.
Nice to meet you, Mike.
Liza?
Yes.
Good to see you. Also with the family business. But Mike was wondering, how does a guy who's dedicated most of his life to baseball become a hockey dad? All 4 of your sons are hockey players.
Correct. Well, I'll tell you a quick version of that. Yeah, I knew nothing about hockey growing up in Oak Creek. I knew one kid that played hockey, played for Shaw. He was also a baseball buddy of mine. And you know, just growing up, hockey wasn't even on the radar. I don't even think we would have turned it on TV. But as I, you know, I'm a teacher, so I have my summers off and a lot of time off in the summer. And I have 4 boys, and my garage looks like a play-it-again sports. So, you know, you name it. If there's a a ball or a racket or something like that, we have it. And just the kids, when they were younger, just played everything. And we bought some rollerblades one time, and we nice. Started playing some street hockey, and they loved it. And they said, hey, Dad, can we learn how to skate? I said, all right, that was the next step. And here you know, 4 years, you know, all four boys now are, that became their kind of their number one sport, hockey. So I love it. Absolutely love it.
It is a great sport. You know, and I grew up in one of the hockey havens of America in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't play on skates, you played street hockey in the winter, actually all year round, but it was always fun in the winter. And so you would have loved, and that's what, as much as I love Milwaukee, great sports town. As soon as you bring up the topic of hockey, you might as well be in like Mississippi or somewhere.
You got it. But I'll tell you what, if anybody's got an itch for hockey, man, the Waukesha Wings are fantastic. That's
they
a
sure
co-op
are.
In the Waukesha area, and they are awesome to watch.
They really are.
Yeah. So anyway, shout out to the Waukesha Wings because they're going to have a successful year coming up too. Definitely. They've been successful the last couple.
So you have to help me get their coach and maybe their players on a future show closer to the hockey season.
Will do. David Kupski is the new head coach for the Waukesha Wings.
Oh, yeah, new head coach.
Yep. All right. He's been with the program for many years, but now he's just taken over as the head. So there's some great follow through and he's going to do a fantastic job with those guys.
So here's a big baseball news. You may have heard of this already. In the time we have left before the first break, the Waukesha Plan Commission in a 4-2 vote voted in favor of building a Little League baseball complex at William Oliver Park in memory of Jackson Sparks.
Wow. I did not know that. And that's awesome.
Waukesha Christmas parade tragedy. And
right.
So I was happy to see, I know there are some neighbors there that weren't real happy about having lights, but I think it's time, and it's, you know, it's our American pastime and a great way to honor this, this young boy, part of the Blazers organization. So,
yeah, absolutely. Well, great way to recognize Sparks family. That's fantastic. But to get any time you're building fields, you're allowing more access to the sport and getting more kids playing, getting more kids excited about it. And more kids playing means more success down the road for all the Waukesha schools, you know, not just North, but South, Memorial, West. So that's a great thing, I think, for the city. So fantastic.
Yeah, great news all around. Calvin, how are we doing on time there, my friend? About 40 seconds. So, yeah, so when we come back with Waukesha North varsity baseball coach Don Radomski, we're going to talk about last season and some of their highlights and what they have to look forward to in the 2023 season and what Don has his baseball players doing in the offseason to hone those skills and to be fresh for next spring. So we're going to go pay some bills now, but this week in Waukesha continues here on a beautiful Saturday at the Waukesha Farmers Market. We're here in person. This week in Waukesha continues. Don, go away. Oh, yeah.